McCarthy, Biden foreign policy has emboldened all the evil leaders of the world. By Trent Baker on March 6, 2022. Sunday on FNC's Fox and Friends Weekend, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, blasted President Joe Biden's foreign policy. McCarthy argued that Biden's executive orders and mishandling of the withdrawal out of Afghanistan have emboldened all the evil leaders of the world, including Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's not just emboldening Russia, it's emboldened all the evil leaders of the world, McCarthy outlined. And it started on day one. It's his executive actions. Remember, a strength of the nation is not just your military. It's your ability to have energy, it's your ability of economics. He weakened America's ability on energy. And who did that empower? It empowers Iran, Venezuela, and Russia. That's where they get their wealth. Then the way he extracted us from Afghanistan, saying that wouldn't leave until every American was out, and 2 weeks later, he left. That sent a wrong message around the world. And then, when he gave Putin the pipeline and denied America the pipeline, they saw more weakness. And then there's a little point. Remember, this is the 100th anniversary this year of the Soviet Union being created. And Putin thinks so in this manner, that he wants to bring the motherland back together. Remember on November 10, Blinken signed a strategic partnership with Ukraine, he added. In that partnership, it advocates to having them join NATO. But when you did that, this is why they're so wrong when it comes to foreign policy. You would never sign that agreement without first selling weapons to Ukraine to defend themselves. So, what they did is they had the intel that Putin wanted to invade Ukraine. They signed this document, and then Putin looks at it. I've got a short window to go in before they join. And the entire time, Biden's administration says he won't do anything until after they entered. Why wouldn't you have given them the stingers? Back when he was vice president, I met in the Situation Room, advocating that they sell it then after I came back from Ukraine. Let them defend themselves. They want to defend themselves. They're not asking for the men and women of America to go fight for them. They're just asking for the ability to not use sticks against Russian tanks. That's all they've ever asked for. Why wouldn't we defend freedom? Why wouldn't we allow that, for them to defend themselves? And this is his policy. McCarthy concluded, it's a Neville Chamberlain doctrine that has put the world upside down. That's why China's looking closer to go to Taiwan. Why wouldn't we speed up the military sales to Taiwan so they can defend themselves? Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.